You're listening to All Things Considered on VPR. I'm Henry Epp. The federal government is shutting down the state-run center in Vermont that oversees EB-5 projects in the state. State officials publicized that decision Monday, and they plan to appeal. The EB-5 program offers green cards to foreign investors who pledge at least $500,000 toward a commercial enterprise in the U.S. You might remember that a developer in the Northeast Kingdom used the EB-5 program to defraud investors of $200 million a few years back, and the Vermont Regional Center was in charge of the program when that fraud occurred. Joining me now to talk more about this is VPR reporter Peter Hirschfeld. Hi, Pete.
Thanks for having me, Henry.
So U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services want to immediately shut down the Vermont Regional Center. Why is that?
Well, the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services Agency is ultimately in charge of the EB-5 program and therefore has a real interest in making sure that this work is done properly. So you can imagine they were not at all happy when the Securities and Exchange Commission discovered this massive fraud up in Jay Peak. When news of the scandal broke, USCIS began scrutinizing what the Vermont Regional Center had been doing in terms of monitoring and oversight, or I guess more to the point, what they had not been doing. And they've come to the conclusion that lack of proper oversight played a crucial role in allowing the guy that perpetrated this fraud, and his name is Ariel Quiros, to get away with it for as long as he did. They say their confidence in the Regional Center is shot. They say investors' confidence in the regional center is shot, and they say they no longer think the center can fulfill the economic development mission that it was supposed to be promoting.
Okay, so they want to shut it down right now, but there are still projects in the works in Vermont that use EB-5 money, and there are foreign investors who haven't yet received their green cards after investing in projects in Vermont. So what does this mean for them?
Well, that's an important question that we don't have a clear answer to right now, but there is a real possibility that this could have life-altering consequences for many of those foreign investors. And that's because after foreign investors make an initial investment in an EB-5 project, there's a pretty long process before they actually get the green card. They have to get a visa, they have to immigrate to the United States, and then the federal government has to confirm that their investments actually resulted in the requisite job creation needed for them to get that green card. Commissioner of Financial Regulation Mike Pichak told me today that there are about 200 foreign investors who are still somewhere in that immigration pipeline, and he said if the feds terminate the regional center immediately, their future in the United States could be very much in doubt.
The feds want the center to shut down immediately. The state disagrees with that. So what's next?
The state has 30 days to appeal the decision to an administrative law judge, and Mike Pichak says they'll do precisely that. Pichak says, look, the regional center was an admittedly ineffective oversight entity during the years that the Jay Peak frauds were being committed, but he says that's because it was being operated out of the Agency of Commerce and Community Development, which lacked the subject matter expertise and the subpoena power needed to really hold developers to account. When the state finally caught wind of the fraud, Pichak says it transferred regional center authority from the Agency of Commerce to the Department of Financial Regulation, and he says that department has since shown itself to be a more than competent overseer of EB-5 projects. What's interesting is the state eventually wants to get out of the business of overseeing EB-5 projects. The regional center is not taking on any new projects, and Mike Pichak says the plan is for the center to cease operations once the existing project pipeline is complete. But he says terminating the center right now could jeopardize or undermine the lives of foreign investors as well as the projects they've invested in. And he said it makes no sense to do that just to punish the state for the sins of the past.
Well, finally, Pete, it's fairly unusual, right, that an EB-5 regional center is run by state government. Typically, they're operated by the private sector. So will EB-5 projects still exist in Vermont whenever the state-run center shuts down?
Yeah, their hope is that EB-5 will continue. I talked to Secretary of Commerce Mike Sherling today, and he said the EB-5 program generates tens of millions of dollars in economic activity every year. But operating that regional center is a resource-intensive endeavor. and the Scott administration thinks private sector entities can provide those oversight duties much more efficiently. There's kind of a bitter irony to all of this. You know, Governor Jim Douglas and Governor Peter Shumlin, when they were in office, used to go on tours in Asia and tell prospective foreign investors that EB-5 projects in Vermont were somehow a better investment because the state and not a private entity was in charge of overseeing those projects. As it turns out, the developer running those projects was all along exploiting the lack of state oversight in some pretty catastrophic ways. And while the state's involvement in those ventures once lent this kind of sheen of legitimacy to those endeavors, it's ended up really tarnishing the brand.
That's VPR's Pete Hirschfeld. Thanks, Pete.
Thank you, Henry.